Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by my all-stars for hour number two. I'm talking about Zach Attack-Young and Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez. Of course, we thought we got rid of him last week. We'll talk about that after the break because his mom's got a lot of play here at the network. So Zach and I are probably going to have to bite the bullet on this one. But the bottom line is we welcome Dominic back with open arms. Okay, you believe that, right? Toll free all across America. We have open phone lines. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. Charles J. may be with us in a little while. If he isn't, so what? We'll still do the NFL spread. We made money last year. All three of us made money. Want to make some money? Stick around with us, and we're betting NFL night. Game number two, week number two tomorrow. Of course, the NFL season 2016 is right here upon us. Straight up, start date, September 18, 2016. This is Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man. Johnny Taco on Sports Byline.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice, dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice. $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. TL4J.com, Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 800-800-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life.
We
and
come
there's
back with
poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Zachary and I took Dominic to the woodshed last week because Dominic wasn't here. And, of course, Dominic is back to take us to the woodshed because he is back and, I got a letter from the president saying that I am not to say things like I said last week. So, Dominic, will you accept my humble apology? It's not sincere, but it's humble.
Yeah, it's acceptable.
Okay. And Zach, you know, we did have some fun with him last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I'm just really hoping that I don't get fired now.
Exactly. Because we really never expect you to come back. Anyway, let's talk a little NFL. Before we get the scores and, of course, things like that, week number two is upon us. I want to mention that the Tennessee Titans linebacker Avery Williamson was going to be fined last week because he wore a custom pair of cleats on 9/11. Of course, the cleats said, never forget. We never forget on the back of the cleats. And that was going to get him some trouble with the NFL. Is the NFL that petty? They backed down off it, but originally, Dominic, they were going to do something about this.
Yeah, the NFL and their uniform rules and all that are some of the most absurd rules I've ever seen. D'Angelo Williams comes to mind. He lost his mother to breast cancer. Well, last season he wanted to wear pink past Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and they told him no. So it's the most ridiculous thing. It was 9/11. The guy wanted to honor the people that lost their lives and the military, and they almost told him no. What a joke.
Okay. Now, Dom, you sort of highlighted what looks like it's going to happen here in L.A., that the Rams are going to really suck and really suck bad. Because they lost 28-0 to the thought-to-be hapless 49ers. I mean, we never thought the 49ers would blow anybody out and shut them out this year. Zach, you didn't think the 49ers were going to shut out the Rams, did you?
No, I wouldn't have predicted that. I don't think anybody would have. I'll go out and say I don't think anybody predicted that they'd shut out the Rams.
Okay.
But they looked good. I thought they had a chance to beat them. You know, it's the first game of the season. It was in San Francisco, so I thought they had a chance. But, man, they really dominated that game.
Okay, so a 28-0 win for the 49ers is a good thing to kick off the season with Chip Kelly being the new coach and this and that. But Chip Kelly's offense, we talked about it time and time again. Are the guys coming around to it, Dominic? Are these guys coming around to it, or are they still fighting it to an extent?
I think they're definitely starting to come around at least a little bit. I don't know if it's necessarily coming around, but they're starting to get a little more comfortable. The NFL seems to be the sport where the more reps you get in a certain way, the better it's going to get. And, you know, we see it with Sam Bradford. The Vikings traded for him. He didn't play last week because he wasn't ready for the playbook, and he's going to be starting this week. So it's the same kind of idea with the Niners. The more that they run Chip Kelly's offense in real game situations, the more comfortable they're going to be. And I don't think there's going to be any level of comfort that is going to make the Niners good over the course of the entire season. I just don't think they're talented enough. But they looked really good against the Rams. Unfortunately, they did almost the exact same thing in the opener last year at home against the Vikings, where they shut down the Pro Bowl running back and looked great at all facets and then sucked the rest of the season. So while it's exciting, let's not get too excited that they blanked the Rams.
Zach, so they're at home tomorrow with Seattle?
Yeah, they're in Seattle. I mean, they're playing Seattle.
They're playing Seattle home. Yeah, they're playing Seattle home. So we'll have a sold out Coliseum.
Yeah, it looks like it. I mean, there's 70,000 something ticket, season ticket holders. So that's already almost a sellout there. And it should be really interesting. I know there's a lot of buzz, and the traffic is expected to be bad even by LA standards tomorrow.
You still sticking that contention, though, that the novelty of this new team is going to wear off as their team as they continue to lose games, Dominic?
I think that could definitely happen. I mean, if you look at it, LA has been unable to support a team on two different occasions. So you have to wonder, especially now, looking in the year 2016, the way the millennials and young people in general, our attention spans, our need for living in the now and the what have you done for me lately, I think it's far greater than it was 20 years ago. So if the Rams continue to underperform, and with the way the offense looked, I think it's entirely possible that they underperform. I think it's sooner rather than later that the Rams fans start to be like, you know what? These guys suck. Forget this.
Colin Kaepernick going to get some playing time, Dominic, or what?
Against the Panthers, if it's a blowout, which it entirely might be in Carolina, I think he could definitely get some garbage time. But I think, at least for now, Chip Kelly's pretty set that Blaine Gabbert is his starting quarterback.
Cam Newton, of course, I call him the big choke artist from the Super Bowl this year when he wouldn't dive on that ball laying there. And he'd go, what am I going to do? Anyway, the bottom line is he's changed his opinion on a lot of things. As far as, first off, he thought that Kaepernick was maybe going a little bit too far, and now he thinks that Kaepernick hasn't gone far enough and that other athletes should step up. Do you think athletes, Zach, I'll go with this first. Do athletes, do they owe it to the community to have some, to step up and be some type of leader, some type of role model? Or are they just athletes doing a job? Is there you know what I'm trying to say?
No, I definitely think that I think not just athletes, but people in general, when they're in a position where they have such a large platform like that, I think everybody's obligated to do the right thing for their fellow human beings. So I definitely think that it should come with the territory.
Okay. Thus far, of course, we've got the Rams, we've got the 49ers, and they're doing things out here as far as the West Coast is concerned. The Oakland Raiders, what can I say about the Oakland Raiders? Are they pretty good. Well, They barely won their first game, but I'll ask you this. They've got that madman on defense, and he didn't look too mad last week. Are they learning how to contain Mr. Moe there?
I thought that they played well. I mean, they played the Saints in New Orleans on the opener. That was a bit of a tough ask for the Raiders. They had Drew Brees, and they had that gutsy move of going for two after they scored that touchdown. I thought that was pretty brave and very Raider-esque of them, and it paid off for them. So I don't know. I was impressed by the performance, and particularly Derek Carr. I mean, he had a great game.
Okay, so the Bengals are back. Of course, the Cincinnati Bengals trying to get back to respectability. They're trying to start a new chapter with their bitter rivalry with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And of course, that's going to go down. We'll talk about that in the entire NFL break after the NFL schedule for tomorrow. After the break, we'll talk about point spreads, where the money's going. If Charles Jay joins us, fine. If he doesn't, well, we'll catch him next week. The bottom line is we're talking sports here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAYDESK, 1-800-878-7529. We're talking football, of course, NFL, right after the break. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Before we go NFL, let's talk a little NCAA football, of course. I got to chuckle about this. Number three, Ohio State, of course, smoked Oklahoma. We talked about that last week. 45-24, Oklahoma came in at number 14, and they got trounced. Of course, the number three team with Urban Meyer at the helm is just looking so good. They look fantastic. Number seven, Stanford, a 27-10 winner over USC. And number one, Alabama. Number Alabama, could I say Mississippi State ranked number 19. 48-43 was the Bama score over Ole Miss. Bottom line is, Bama's still number one. Best college football team, 48 points tonight. Can they continue throughout the season? Now, from the college game to the world of the National Football League, and of course, we spend a little money on this show. We bet a little now and then. Let's talk about the odds tomorrow, guys. First of all, take us through the schedule, Dominic. First game up on the schedule.
Okay, well, the first game was Thursday. The Jets absolutely, on paper, they beat up on the Bills pretty good, and the Bills ended up firing offensive coordinator Greg Roman, which is kind of dumb considering they scored 38 points, but that's besides the point.
How do you fire the offensive guy if you score 38 points?
I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
He must have pissed somebody off.
It's weird because Greg Roman used to be the offensive coordinator for the Niners, and he was not very good, so we know that. They lost 50-38. Since Greg Roman has been the offensive coordinator, only seven teams have gotten more yards per game, and they lead the NFL in rushing. I don't understand why they fired him. It was a scapegoat thing, and I think maybe had a little to do with Rob Ryan being the defensive coordinator. I don't know if Rex has the intestinal fortitude to fire his own brother.
What's the story with why is Rex Ryan? Why is he such a figurehead? Why is he such a firebrand? Why is he so fiery?
I think that's a personality thing, and then he's always good for a quote, which makes people really want to. He's a polarizing figure. It reminds me a lot of Mark Cuban in the fact that he doesn't really care what you think about him. He's going to tell you how it is and what he thinks, and that makes him a polarizing figure.
Mark Cuban will donate $10 million to charity if Donald Trump will sit down and go through an interview with him. Don't you think that Donald Trump, if he wants to do things for the veterans, maybe he want to do that? Hey, Zach, would you think of Donald Trump buying that
that 6-foot picture of himself with charity money.
I mean, that's Trump for you. That kind of sums up the type of person he is.
And then yesterday, of course, supposedly coming clean on the Barack Obama and the Obama, the Bertha thing, how he pimped the press like that, man. I think the media, I've never seen the media get used like that by a political figure, an athlete, anybody in a long, long time. Dominic, can you?
No, I cannot.
That was amazing. It just was. Take us through game number one tomorrow on the spread, Dom.
All right, number one game, we got the Giants hosting the Saints. Giants 1-0, Saints 0-1. Giants 4-point favorites at home.
Dominic, where are you going with that one?
Give me the Saints in this one. Even though that they lost to the Raiders last week, I think that they showed that they can put up points. And if the defense does just enough to slow down Eli Manning and the Giants, they can win this. I like them to cover. I like the Giants to win, though.
Let's start rolling through the schedule. Zach, what do you like there?
I think I'd go with the Giants in that one.
Game number two, roll.
Panthers, 13-point favorites against the Niners. I like the Niners to cover, the Panthers to win.
Yeah, Zach?
Yeah, you know, I agree with Dominic on that. I think that's a really wide line, and it's kind of disrespectful to the Niners.
Not really. Chip Kelly and his team are not all that good, folks. They played the L.A. Rams last week. Game number three, Dom.
NFC East battle, Washington, 3-point favorites at home against Dallas. I like Dallas in this one. Dak Prescott bounces back from his subpar performance in week one.
I like Dak Prescott, too. I like the Cowboys here. You agreeing with us here?
Yeah, I agree with you, and I just want to say, like, the Rams could have got him and a great receiver, but they got a guy who's on the bench right now in the draft.
Yeah, but that's okay. The guy's on the bench because he's learning the system. That's all. Take it away, Dom. Next game.
Jimmy Garoppolo-led Patriots, 6.5-point favorites at home against the Dolphins. I like the Patriots here. They looked really good last week in Arizona, picking up the win. Give me the Patriots and the points.
Agreed. Same thing, Dak?
Yeah, I mean, we're in agreement on a lot of these.
Okay,
so
roll.
Far.
Next game.
Since I'm so well off, you guys are doing well picking with me. Sorry, just had to throw that in.
Go on. Go on, Rich Boy.
Steelers, 3-point favorites at home against the Bengals. Bitter rivals. I like the Steelers, though.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to go flip on that one. I know the Steelers are playing at home, but I'm going to take the Bengals. The Bengals look like they've got something to prove this week and this year as far as their franchise is concerned. If they don't tomorrow, what can I say? What do you think, Zach?
I think the Steelers, I think they'll cover that. The Bengals.
2-1 then, Zach. Cut it short, man. We got a whole lot of games here, man. You going to give me the Encyclopedia Britannica version or the Reader's Digest version, bro? Next game, Dom.
All right, Browns, 5.5-point dogs at home against the Ravens. I like the Ravens, especially with no RG3 for the Browns.
Same here. Zach?
Ravens.
Good. Next game.
All right, Lions, 6-point favorites at home against the Titans. I like the Lions here. Matt Stafford, another big game.
Got to go with the favorite again. Zach?
Lions.
Okay, see that. All right, next game.
All right, Texans, 1-point favorites at home against the Chiefs. This is going to be a good game. I like the Texans. Brock Osweiler, your boy Pedro, he's going to do good.
I think Brock's going to do well, and I'm going all with Brock tomorrow. That's my big play of the day, big Brock.
Yeah, I think I'd favor them too.
Okay, go ahead, Dom. Keep
all
rolling.
Right. First of the afternoon games, the Rams, 6.5-point dogs hosting the Seahawks. I like the Seahawks to put a hurting on the Rams.
Big time.
I actually think I think the Rams will cover, but I think they'll lose the game.
Okay. What's that spread again?
6.5.
Oh my God, you think they'll cover? I mean, are you high? What are you smoking down there tonight, man? The bottom line is he's too much of a homer there for the Rams. Thinks the Rams will cover. They didn't score a point last week against the 49ers. Go ahead, Dominic.
Well, they did play well against the Seahawks, so I'll give Zach a little bit of credit there. Next game, Cardinals 7-point favorites at home against the Buccaneers. I like the Bucs to cover, but I like the Cardinals to win this one.
Pass.
I think I'll actually pick the Bucs to win this one.
Hit it, D.
All right, next game. Chargers, 3-point favorites at home against the Jags. I like the Jags in this one. Chargers are terrible.
I'm going to go with the Chargers because I think that Joey Bosa, if he plays and he's at home, I think he's going to fire up that team, and I think we can see something special out of these guys. It isn't a whole lot of points here, so I'm just trying to say, I take that back. They won't win, but I think that they'll cover.
Yeah, I think the Chargers will win that one. They should have won the game last week. They fell apart.
Dom.
Next game, Oakland hosting the Falcons. 4.5-point favorites are Oakland. Give me the Raiders in this one. Atlanta not up to the bill last week.
4.5 points looks like a pretty good bet.
Yeah, that one's a pretty comfortable one. I think I'm going to make the Jags against the Chargers my pick of the week, but I do like this Raiders game against the Falcons.
Zach, what do you think of the Raiders and the Falcons? Big money on the Raiders?
Yeah, the Raiders should take that.
Hit it, D.
Broncos hosting the Colts. Broncos 6.5-point favorites. I like the Broncos to cover and win this game.
Who's their quarterback?
Their quarterback is Trevor Siemian. Threw for 178 yards, a touchdown, and two picks last week. But it was one of those ones. C.J. Anderson ran for 92 yards and scored a touchdown, and the defense did their thing against the Panthers. So Trevor Siemian just has to be good enough.
Next game,
Vikings, 1.5-point dogs at home against the Packers. I like the Packers in this one. I don't think Sam Bradford's going to do a whole lot of anything against the Packers.
I think that's going to be my another five-star special. I think the Packers look really, really good as far as this matchup is concerned. Zach, you want to weigh in there?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I don't know how the Vikings are going to be with bringing Bradford in. He might go out for the season in that game.
You know, you know what? I want to watch when he comes in, because I just shudder when he comes in there, because I think he's going to get hurt right away. He's jinxed.
Yeah, he's had a rough career in terms of injuries.
Made a lot of money, though.
Definitely.
Made a lot of money for not playing, huh, Dom?
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's been decent when he plays, but as you said, it's just way too often that he's not on the field.
Okay, next game.
Last game, the Monday night game, the Bears, 3-point favorites at home hosting the Eagles. I like the Eagles to this one. Carson Wentz starts his career 2-0 and gets his first road victory.
Carson Wentz is really, how can I put it this way? I guess he is the guy that's coming out of the class of 2015, 2016, has been able to step up there and start. I mean, is he a better quarterback than Jared Goff, Zach?
I don't think we can say that. We haven't seen Jared Goff start like an actual NFL game yet, but I think he walked into a situation where he was better set up. The Rams don't have any receivers.
Do the Rams have a line to protect him, Dominic?
The Rams line is decent. They're not terrific, but at the same time, the Eagles line is nothing over the top special. So I think the lines are kind of a wash, but like Zach said, Jared Goff has nobody to throw it to. The Eagles have Nelson Aguilar, Jordan Matthews, and a great tight end in Zach Ertz. So I think Zach hit it on the head. Carson Wentz went into a situation where he's much better off than Jared Goff is.
Interesting. Back to Colin Kaepernick. The controversy, of course, a lot of teams and players are standing up and saying that things aren't right and that things need to change here in the United States. Of course, Seattle Seahawks did something last week. Do you foresee something happening here today, Dominic?
Yeah, actually, the Eagles there's been a lot of talk of the Eagles doing a team-wide thing, kind of like the Seahawks did. I don't know what that actually entails, but there's talk that they're going to do stuff, something to protest on Monday night. So I don't think the national audience can get much bigger than Monday Night Football.
Zach, and this all started with Colin Kaepernick and the fact nobody saw him sit down for that first game. Remember, they didn't see him. He sat down for two games. They saw him the second game, but not the first game.
Yeah, it really is unprecedented how much of a national conversation that has started. People have just been talking about it nonstop since he first did it.
And it's all about him. It's not about the reason why he's doing this. Dominic, that's what I can't understand, is that we're not talking about the actual deaths in the street. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick, and I think we should be talking about the deaths in the street.
You're 100% right, and I think part of that reason is I love what Colin Kaepernick has done in his attempt to get the conversation going, but I do think that Colin Kaepernick was the wrong person to get the conversation going, if that makes sense. His entire career, Colin Kaepernick has been, hey, look at me. Oh, look what I can do. No further than when Alex Smith got hurt. Colin Kaepernick goes, oh, you got a concussion? Hey, no worries. Hey, coach, watch what I can do. Watch me. And he's had a really me-first career, and I think that is part of what has taken away from the conversation of where we need to be talking about and has unfortunately put so much focus on physically Colin Kaepernick.
5 yards away from a Super Bowl title, man. Come on, 5 yards. It wasn't very far. And now you're like, everybody's washed him up. He's washed up. He's done this and that. The backup for the 49ers. Do you think he'll get back in the starting rotation, starting role this season, Dominic?
Before I answer that really quick, Colin Kaepernick needs to go watch Derek Carr and learn how to throw a 5-yard fade to Michael Crabtree. That was how the Raiders scored a 2-point conversion to win their game, something Colin Kaepernick failed to do 3 times in that Super Bowl. To answer your question, Colin Kaepernick, I think, will start at some point this season. I do think he's a better quarterback than Blaine Gabbert, and Blaine Gabbert had a lot of really bad throws in week one. So if that keeps up, I don't think Chip Kelly's leash is too long on Blaine Gabbert.
In the latest news, as I said, Jerry Jones, the promoter of tonight's Canelo Alvarez Liam Smith fight, says he can see no correlation between boxing and brain damage. Jerry Jones, you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. JT, Johnny Talking is All Stars in the house.
Red 80! Red!
Kaepernick takes the snap, standing in the pocket, throwing a deep shot to Vernon down the near sideline. He's got it!
Joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
So I won't get away with it, huh? How many times I heard that from dumb coppers, I couldn't count. He'd give you a left eye to nail me, wouldn't you? Huh? You can see the headlines, can't you? Local deputy captured Johnny Rocco. Your picture had been in all the papers. You might even get to tell on the newsreel how you pulled it off. Yeah. Well, listen, Hick. I was too much for any big city police force to handle. They tried, but they couldn't. You Hick. I'll be back pulling strings to get guys elected mayor and governor before you ever get a 10-buck raise. Yeah. Public enemy, he calls me. Me, who gave him his public, all wrapped up with a fancy bow on it.
Looking back at the college football scores of yesterday. Cal, unheralded Cal. Of course, Jared Goff-less Cal
was a 50-43 winner of a number 11 ranked Texas. Number 2 Florida dropped the number 10 Louisville 63-20. Wow, that was an ass kicking. And there was another major score. Number 5 Clemson beat up on South Carolina State 59-0. That number 2 Florida State University score, bit of a stunner there, Zach.
Yeah, definitely. I don't even think most people picked Louisville to beat them, and definitely not by that much, but it got me to thinking, I know Louisville did a tribute to Muhammad Ali before the game. I wonder if that inspired them to put such a beat down on Florida State.
63 points.
Yeah, that was wild. I had to check that score a few times to make sure it wasn't like a glitch on the TV or something.
They were 8-point underdogs, so you figure they won by 43-8. 51, wow, that's you know, we're going to say that's a statement, no doubt about it. Number 25, Miami rolled over Arizona State, 45-10. Dominic, when you're looking at college football this year, I mean, are you seeing any quarterbacks that are going to jump out like a Carson Wentz or a Jared Goff possibly early on here? Are we seeing anybody that's going to be like a major force in the NFL next year?
Well, I mean, Deshaun Watson at Clemson, yeah. He's been so good. I think this is his second or third year where he's really – had a chance to run this great Clemson team. He only threw for 150 yards Saturday, but he threw for 3 touchdowns and they beat on a team that they should beat, South Carolina State. Fun fact with that game, it was 45-0 at halftime. Both teams actually agreed to play shorter quarters in the second half. A little bit of a college football mercy rule there. Another team, I think this guy's really thrown himself into the conversation now, is Louisville's quarterback Lamar Jackson, throwing for 216 yards, running for 146, scoring 5 total touchdowns for Louisville in that upset. So I think those are probably two of the big names there. One other guy, Wilton Spate over at Michigan, I think he's got a chance, just because Harbaugh is his coach, I think he's got a chance to work his way into the conversation as well.
So we went back to the NFL, our top picks from tomorrow, we already listed those. As far as college football is concerned, Ohio State looks untouchable. Alabama looks untouchable. Any other untouchable teams out there? We thought Florida State was untouchable, Zach.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I think I put Clemson up there. Clemson's looking really impressive.
59-0 today.
Yeah. Michigan's looking really good. They haven't played the best competition, but they've looked really good thus far.
Dominic, switching gears, Albert Pujols hit his, 590th home run today or something like this week. He's now tied for Barry Bonds as far as these 30 home run seasons are concerned. He's headed for the Hall of Fame. Will Bonds ever get there?
Bonds will eventually get in.
After he's dead?
I think he'll still be alive, but it's going to take a serious amount of time because it seems like the writers that we have right now that are voting are so dead set in their ways against steroids, not recognizing it as an era where it's like, hey, you know what? Sometimes everybody was doing it. We kind of just got to let these guys in. I think it's going to take a while before some of these writers aren't voting anymore and we get some fresh blood in voting for Bonds to get into the Hall.
You know, you and I talk about performance anti-drugs. In fact, all three of us have, but you and I have talked about the WWE, and I think their man, Mr. Reigns, was suspended for some performance-enhancing drugs of late. Since there's really nothing, there's no athletic event going on here as far as, you know, wrestling's concerned. I mean, it's not a winner or a lose or anything like that. We don't know who's going to win, who's going to lose. It's never a matter of who's going to win or lose. They've got that predetermined. So therefore, why can't performance-enhancing drugs be applied in professional wrestling, Dominic?
You know, I've said in the past, I think part of it is in-ring safety, that we know all about the bumps that these guys take. Everything might be scripted, but what they do in the ring is obviously very athletic of them. And I think if somebody's too steroided up, the opportunity for an in-ring injury, it has to increase. And these guys and these women get hurt often as it is. We've seen John Cena, their top guy for forever. He's been hurt multiple times. Triple H has torn hamstrings. I mean, the litany of injuries, the list just goes on and on. So I think it comes down to in-ring safety. And I think now that so many of the early WWF era guys are passing away, and a lot of it is because of heart conditions and stuff like that, I think that WWE is really turning its page and in a way, at least in their mind, trying to take care of some of their wrestlers by having them not be on steroids.
Okay, so did they take care of Chris Benoit then?
No, and that's what I'm saying. I think they're shifting gears towards that. I don't know, obviously, I don't know 100% whether this current wellness policy was in effect back then. My guess would be no.
No, there was a wellness policy in effect when Benoit was doing his thing, but he violated it and they did nothing. I mean, he flunked it, they did nothing. He had 300 times as much testosterone in his system at the time of his death than a normal man. 300 times, Zach, 300 times.
Yeah, it's a little higher than John Jones against Daniel Cormier. Yeah.
And John Jones at 85-year-old T level. Of course, John Jones, he's going to be suspended. Meltzer was saying last week he does not think it'll be for 2 years. Zach, how do you weigh in on that one?
Yeah, I'd be kind of surprised. He's just too big of a star, and somehow those stars seem to not serve as long as suspensions.
Is this fair? I mean, the fact that Brock Lesnar is going to get suspended for 2 years and John Jones does that sound right to you, Dominic?
In a way, it does, and I think that just comes down to the individual company policies or whatever. I think it's a dumb rule, but the WWE has a policy in place where it says part-timers are not subject to
the wellness policy. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that Brock Lesnar will be suspended 2 years from MMA, but John Jones won't.
Oh, sorry. That is a joke because they tested positive for the same thing. Am I right?
An estrogen blocker, which, of course, means that you can your T levels won't bottom out like they did in December of 2014 for Mr. Jones. Okay, and of course, you know those estrogen blockers, they also use those to prevent yourself from getting breasts. And I told you about that in the past. A lot of guys that do steroids get breasts, and they don't get breasts like Hulk Hogan breasts. They get breasts like Carol Dota breasts.
No, yeah, I totally get it. And you know, in addition to testing positive for the same thing, John Jones has a huge track record of missteps, steroids. It's a little surprising that he's getting potentially such a lenient slap on the wrist, it seems like.
Okay. You know, Dominic, we just brought up the WWE, and I'll ask you both. You know, when the WCW and WWE were fighting with those Monday Night Wars, it was like 9 million wrestling fans. Now there's 3 million wrestling fans, and the WWE owns it all to themselves. What does that say about Vince McMahon's control, Dominic?
He's got power.
No, but it hasn't crossed over to the masses. They've abandoned wrestling.
No, you're right. It's he's got power, but I don't know. I think he's so set in his ways that he hasn't successfully adapted to what he needs to do in order to put forth compelling programming. I think Wrestling Observer, which can be heard on the Sports Byline Radio, USA Radio Network, mm-hmm. I think they reported that week one of the NFL, there was 2 Monday night games. And I think Raw lost half of their viewers. I think they went from 3 to 1.5 or something completely absurd like that. So this demographic that he thinks he has built is not there. And I think, you know, what we're seeing with Triple H and how he's really in control of what NXT, their developmental program, is doing, I think that's more the modern way. But I don't think changes will happen until Vince McMahon's out of there. And he won't be out of there until he dies.
Interesting. Of course, we're talking professional wrestling. 8 million people back in the days. Now 3 million people are watching. Of course, I was part of that 8 million group. Zach, did you watch it back in the days when it was WCW and WWE having those Monday Night Wars at all?
Oh, yeah, I actually did. That's funny. I actually went to, like, the first WWE ladder match that they had. So it was at the Staples Center, I believe. So, yeah, I used to be a big fan when I was 8 years old.
Hey, I'll ask you again, Dominic. Why would a guy drop off the top of a ring or a 35 feet and come down like Cactus Jack did on the cement? I mean, that's absolute suicide. That's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life.
Suicide, lunacy. It's all for the crowd pop. But I think more so now, we saw Shane McMahon do it against Undertaker at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Now you can capitalize and monetize off that 20-second clip because of social media, far more than you could have back then. So as absurd as it still is, the entire concept of jumping 30 feet onto, I'm going to use air quotes, pads and tables or whatever, the ability to monetize off of it now is far greater. So I understand their attempt and want to do that. But when we talk about them adjusting the wellness policy for safety, and then them not caring about jumping off a cage, it really is quite contradictory in and of itself.
Okay, you know, they had a chance to buy the UFC for like $1.5 million, and they didn't do no, $3 million, and they wouldn't do it.
They could have bought a guy that's got the puck. He's like Vince McMahon.
Well, Shane wanted to do Shane wanted to do this, and that's when him and the old man split up.
Well, I mean, it seems like he was on the right side then. I mean, that would have been a good deal to buy the UFC. They could have done all kinds of cross promotion on top of that.
I think they could have. Of course, you know, you've got the couple of imitation fighters, or when you call them fake fighters or choreographed fighters, coming over to the world of the UFC. Of course, Brock Lesnar capturing the world UFC heavyweight championship at a point in time where the UFC heavyweight division wasn't all that talented. And then, of course, CM Punk being destroyed last week by Mickey Gall. He wants to do it again. They're talking about putting him on a non-paid channel, Dominic, possibly Fox TV or something like that, in order to get a ratings pop on this. They know he's going to lose again, but they're going to sacrifice one more time. I think that's a little cruel.
It's a little cruel, but if he's willing to do it, it's kind of hard to not let him do it. And it just really shows how, while Brock Lesnar was such a huge draw, CM Punk was not worth it was about $500,000 payday he took home. It didn't quite justify it with the pay-per-view. So I think it's a combination of two, where we don't really want to spend all this money to get this guy on pay-per-view again, and it's also trying to boost the network ratings. What do you think?
I think there's merit to it. I think there's a whole lot of merit to that. I heard this week that Conor McGregor's fighting with the UFC again, Zach, and of course Conor is their franchise player, right?
Yeah, I mean, they got to do what they can to appease Conor, but... And I get where he's coming from. You know, he still, as much as he gets paid, it's still not as much as a boxer would get paid in the same position.
I know, but what does that have to – listen, the bottom line is we know that the contracts that Azufa puts together, or that the UFC puts together with these fighters, they're pimp and whore contracts. In fact, I think that Don King would have looked at these contracts and said, man, I could write contracts like that, take 85% of the money instead of 15%, because, you know, Don never got 85% of Tyson's money. I mean, but yet the UFC's taking 85% away from these guys. Dominic, I know this lawsuit's going to happen in the next couple of years. Of course, Zuffa Swartz being sued by a bunch of fighters in a class action lawsuit. But I just think there's something very, very wrong when you've got a $1 billion entity, something that was sold for $4.2 billion or $4,200 million, and they're only paying the actual participants, the golden geese, 12 to 15% of the pie.
No, you're 100% right, because outside of promotion, how much exactly is the company responsible for something where it's individualized in terms of draw? It's not like it's a different kind of league where they're going to have games no matter what. This is all based on who's fighting on a given night. They need to get more of this pie that seemingly UFC is hogging for themselves.
Enough of the smorgasbord, folks. When we come back, my guys will wrap things up tonight when they'll tell me something I don't know, both of them. We'll talk about Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez and the great Zach Attack Young. You're tuned to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. Executive producer, Mr. Scott Cuddy. I am the man, Johnny Taco. You're tuned to the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, live from San Francisco.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Are you nuts?
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
For he's the jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.
Don't forget, 5 p.m. Pacific Time Sunday, No Holds Barred. Zach Attack Young, myself, and of course the great Mike Lane. We talk pro wrestling and No Holds Barred, and as well as mixed martial arts and pro wrestling. So wrestling, combat sports, we're doing it all. 5 p.m. Pacific Time Sundays right here on No Holds Barred. Now, speaking of No Holds Barred, let's go to Dominic first. And, Dom, I welcome you back with open arms, but I got to ask you to tell me something I don't know, please.
All right. Brett Smitherum. I know you've never heard of him, Taco Man. He is the Scrabble world champion. He played the word braconid to win the championship this past weekend. That final word scored him 181 points.
You know what's terrible about this is that he's, I don't want to say it, but a fourth grade kid beat me at Scrabble and I'm an award winning writer. What does that say, Zach? I don't know. I'm sorry, but it's a fourth grade kid beat me at Scrabble. Zachary?
It means you need to use the word braconid next time you play.
I guess
grader.
So, but you know, I'm like a human thesaurus. I'm an award-winning writer, so I couldn't. Anyway, Zach, tell me something I don't know.
Tom Brady played Jim. He played catch with Jim Harbaugh at the Big House, Michigan today.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, guys, I want to thank you so much. Scott Cuddy's on the side of the glass. Good week. I want to thank you guys both. Have a good week, and of course, we'll see you back next Saturday. This is Johnny Taco. Dominic, you're the greatest, and you run the show here. So we thank you so much for turning on the lights.
You're only saying it because you have to, but I appreciate it nonetheless.
Zach, take care, brother.
Thank you.
Until next week, peace, love, lots of respect. Take care. You're tuned to Sports Byline. Next week, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, 10 p.m. Pacific on each and every Saturday right here on Sports Byline.